a series of victories, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We receive our victories. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody says amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right, you may be seated, and let us get into the Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Now we want to, or I want to, last Sunday I shared with you that we were going to go on a fast.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Okay. Woo! So what I'm going to do today is just to talk about it. Amen.
Amen.
And I want to share a couple of scriptures with you. You know, Bishop is leading the whole church on a 3-week fast. Amen. And it is a very important exercise. Amen. It is a very important exercise because it sets the tone for your year. When you set some time aside to pray. What do you think? Okay, I'm just getting suspicious of some of your smiles. I don't know, but I don't know if you're really happy with what I'm saying. Okay. All right. That's fine. So, we are entering into what he has called a season of withdrawal. Okay? A season of what?
Withdrawal.
Amen. Which is to come aside. Hallelujah. We are following Jesus' example. In Luke chapter 5, we read in verse 15, how that Jesus, he says, but so much the more, went there a fame abroad of him. That means Jesus became more popular. Can you see that? He became more increasingly popular. It says, there went a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Hallelujah. So as you can see, his ministry was growing, you know, and he was getting busier and busier as a man of God and just as a person. Amen. And as we go through life, especially around the beginning of the year, the year kind of starts a little slow, but before you know it, you know, you're just plunged into the depth of everything that was left undone while we were vacationing, isn't it? When the jobs went on break, all the stuff that was not done, suddenly it's thrown at you, and you have a lot to do right after the break, okay? So some of you are going to get very busy soon. But before the busy season starts, it's important that you do what Jesus did, right? Which is in verse 16, that in spite of being so busy and having so much to do, verse 16, it says, and he withdrew himself into the wilderness and did what?
Prayed.
He prayed. Amen. He withdrew himself into the wilderness and he prayed. Amen. So just as Jesus did, we are also trying to withdraw ourselves a little bit. Amen. That means remove ourselves from our normal routines and enter a season of consecration and a season where we're going to pray a lot. Amen. When Jesus saw a lot of work, it ministered to him that he rather needed to spend a lot of time to pray. Do you see what I'm saying? Many of us rather skip prayer when we need it the most. Do you understand? And our reason is that we're busy. But when Jesus was at the peak of being busy, the peak of busyness, then he rather withdrew himself, which is he just moved himself away from the business and the things that were actually keeping him busy. And he decided that I need to make time to pray. Are you getting what I'm saying? So I'm expecting that as we go into the season, you will also act like Jesus and withdraw yourself for the purpose of making yourself available to pray. Amen. Let me give you another example. Mark chapter 1 and verse 34. Mark chapter 1 and verse 34. Actually, if you would start reading from verse 32. Mark chapter 1 and verse 32. Mark chapter 1 and verse, it says, at even when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils. Can you see that? And all the city was gathered together at the door. You see? And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases and cast out many devils and suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him. So again, can you see that Jesus is very busy? Right? Now, verse 35, the Bible says, and in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. Can you see that? So once again, you can see how Jesus is withdrawing himself from the things that occupy him for the purpose of praying. Hallelujah. That means prayer must be very important. What do you think? If Jesus, the Son of God, did not excuse himself from prayer by reason of being busy. Do you see? By reason of being busy, because he had a lot of good things to do. You see, and look at what he's doing. He's casting out devils. He's healing the sick. He's ministering to people, you know, and you would have thought that's a good enough excuse for someone not to pray. But Jesus rather felt that no, it rather means I must pray a lot. And you can see that prayer takes effort. A person has to take an intentional decision. You know, you have to make up your mind to be part of the prayer in order to be part of it. Do you understand? Yes. And Jesus did two things. One of them was to withdraw himself. That means he actually removed himself from people. Do you see? Imagine Jesus sitting with his friends. Withdrawing himself means getting up from the midst of his friends and going away purposefully so he can pray. What do you think? Yes, he was withdrawing himself. He turned off his phone. You get it? Yeah. He wasn't receiving any text messages, wasn't receiving any WhatsApp phone calls or WhatsApp, jokes or any of those things that made him available. He just didn't make himself available to people just for the sake of prayer. And he did that on purpose. Because the way things were going, the way he was busy, if he followed the busyness, he would not be able to pray. Can you see that? Now, in the second example, you can see that he uses a different strategy. This time, he decides to get up before everybody else. Do you see? Read it again. Read verse 32 of Mark chapter 1. It says, at even when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils. So but before the sun set, they brought a lot of people. It's like an evening crusade. You see, a lot of people had come. Then verse 33 says, and all the city was gathered together at the door. Right? So verse 34, he healed many that were sick of divers diseases and cast out many devils and suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him. Then verse 35. So in the morning, rising up a great while before day. Now this crusade was in the evening. Do you see? Yeah. He had just finished working late. Then he still decided to wake up early before everybody gathered. Are you getting what I'm saying? So I'm pointing out to you that working late is not an excuse for not waking up early to pray. Do you get it? Because Jesus knew that once morning came, everybody would be there. Yeah, everybody would gather, you know, and they would all be there waiting for him. So he says he woke up early in the morning, a great while before day, and then he went out to pray. It even gets more interesting when you see how some people came to him. Let me see if I can show you that one. It's still in Mark chapter 2. In Mark chapter 2, it says, let's read again from Mark chapter 1 still. Let's read on. Mark chapter 1, verse 36. It says, And Simon and they that were with him followed after him, right? And when they had found him, this is when Jesus had escaped. He had avoided all of them and had gone to a solitary place to pray. It says, Simon and some people went to look for him. Do you see? And when they had found him, they said unto him, all men seek for thee. Do you see? A lot of people are waiting for you. So you can see that Jesus was very, very busy. He had gone to bed late. And he realized that if he lay in his bed till the morning, the work will begin before he has the chance to pray. So he decided to make a sacrifice by waking up early and then going, withdrawing himself again away from the people and going to a solitary place so he can pray. Prayer must be so important that Jesus had to find ways around it to make sure that he was part of the prayer. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. So as we go into a season of withdrawal, what we're doing is we're bringing ourselves, all of us, we're bringing ourselves away from the busyness. We're bringing ourselves away from the noise. We're cutting ourselves away from all the things that distract us. The TV programs, the shows, the HBO shows, even if they are free. Do you get it? From Netflix, from Amazon Prime. What else is free? YouTube, right? We're withdrawing ourselves from the things that engage us for the purpose of doing what? Of praying. Hallelujah. So prayer is going to be very, very important over the next season. Now, when we say we are fasting and praying, you see, some people have a habit of fasting without praying. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. See, now, the devil understands, when we say fasting and prayer, the devil understands which one is the main thing. Do you see? Which one is the main thing? And sometimes, when something is made to complement something, to make the thing it was made to complement more effective or efficient, you see, then you find some people majoring in the complement. Do you see what I'm saying? Majoring in the thing that was made to go with this, such that in the end, it's like let's say the dressing that's made to go with a salad. Do you see? Now, if you decide to take the dressing and drink it, you see, and even drink a lot of it, do you see? Because it's called salad dressing. There is no salad in the dressing. even though it's called salad dressing. Are you getting the picture? So if you drink the dressing instead of eating the salad, you see, now you're going to have the opposite effect. Do you see? And you're probably even going to have a problem. Isn't it? Yeah, because you are doing the wrong thing. And some people run into health issues because they actually fast and they don't pray. Even though the fasting was supposed to accompany the prayer to make the prayer more effective. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. So what we want is the prayer. And the fasting is designed to go with the prayer so that the prayer can be more focused, so that the prayer can be more maybe intense and more effective. Are you getting the picture? Yeah. So if you find yourself fasting without praying, then you're like the person drinking the salad dressing. You've bought a bottle of, what's it called? Thousand Oaks. Is it called Thousand Oaks or Thousand Islands? Okay. So you bought a bottle of Thousand Islands. Oh, I don't know why I feel like saying Thousand Oaks. Right. It's a new kind of dressing. Okay. So you bought a bottle, a big bottle of Thousand Islands, and you're drinking it because it's called salad dressing. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So during this time, I'm expecting that you will join the prayer. Are you getting what I'm saying? The prayer is what is important in all of this. Yeah, we want you to fast because when you can't fast also, it shows that your flesh is in control of you. Yeah, it shows you have no self-control. When you can't help it, I mean, like, there are some people, they just, when you don't eat, you are totally confused. Are you following what I'm saying? Yeah. You should be able to control yourself and be able to abstain from food for periods of time. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So we are all going to fast and we are all going to be praying. Amen? Amen? And I don't want anybody fasting without praying. Do you see? When you fast without praying, you just spend the time, you know, counting the hours to see when the fast is supposed to be broken. Do you see? And you will be looking forward to the time. Even spend some of the time to prepare the food. So the time will run faster. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Okay. So that is very important. I want everybody to join the prayer. Amen. Amen. And we'll be breaking the fast around 4 p.m. every day. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I know some people would like to go further than that. So feel free. Okay. All right. But officially at 4 o'clock, you can break the fast. Okay. But more important is the prayer. And we're going to have a prayer schedule that is going to be in synchrony with what Bishop is going to be doing in Ghana. Do you understand? Now that means for us here, we're going to be praying in the night, which is actually closer to what Jesus was doing. What do you think? Yeah, a great while before day. Okay, so we are going to be praying in two sessions every day. The first session is going to be at 2 o'clock in the morning. We're going to start praying at 2 o'clock in the morning and finish at 6 o'clock. Just pause at 6, okay? Then we'll come back in the evening at 6. And actually, we're going to start at 6 and finish at 8. Is it good? Can everyone fit themselves somewhere? Okay. So we're going to start at 6 and we're going to finish at 8 p.m. Right? Then you go to bed early. You see, you're going to go to bed because we are withdrawing ourselves. We're withdrawing ourselves, isn't it? I mean, it's not the time to go and follow season whatever of the bachelor or the bachelorette or somebody who is trying to kiss about 10 different girls. Do you see? Are you following what I'm saying? So we're withdrawing ourselves for the purpose of prayer. Amen. And I was saying that you break the fast at 4 o'clock. And when you break the fast, you're going to break the fast in a light way. Okay? We're not going to eat the same things we've been eating. What do you think? Yes? So we're going to eat, our fast is going to be like Daniel. Right? Yeah, no meat. Isn't it? Yeah, Daniel said he didn't eat any meat for 3 weeks. Okay? But ours is easier, a little easier than Daniel's, because we're going to fast from Monday to Friday. Then we take a break for Saturday and Sunday. So you can eat your meat on Saturday and Sunday. How's that? Right? Okay. How many like meat? How many like meat? Yeah. Trent. Okay. So the meat lovers, okay, you're going to make a sacrifice. Okay? Yeah. And maybe this is the week that you learn how to eat vegetables. Isn't it? Yeah. This is the meat. Okay. So everybody is going to participate. Ask your neighbor, are you flowing with what he's saying? What do you think? Some people are saying fish. Let's see. I'm not going to get into all that. Because some people are going to ask, okay, if they say meat, I mean, depends what type of meat. Okay, so how about if I eat eggs? Then, you know, tofu, you see, everything just gets complicated. So I'm not going to get into that. You know what I'm talking about, so wrestle with it. All right. Now, more important is what we're going to pray about. Amen. Amen. And we're going to be praying a very simple prayer, but it is the most important prayer, which is that you're going to give yourself to the Lord and say, Lord, take my life and let your will be done. Amen. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Take my life and let your will be done. See, this is the best prayer you can pray for yourself. It's the best prayer. Unless you believe that you are more clever than God. Or that you can make better choices for yourself than God. But if you believe that God can make better choices for you than you will ever make for yourself, then this is the best prayer to pray. Amen? Amen. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. The Bible says, but as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Can you see that? Means that God has prepared things for people who love him that beat your imagination. Do you see? Yeah, God can do things for you that you can never imagine. You can never imagine it. You can never, it could never have been a prayer topic for you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, it could never have been a prayer topic because it's not one of the things you could have imagined would happen to you. Are you getting what I'm saying? When we pray for his will to be done, we open ourselves up to these kinds of miracles. Miracles that have not been seen by the eye. Miracles that have not been heard with the ear. And miracles that have not entered into the hearts of the people around you, at least in your world, even in your families, unheard of. Are you following what I'm saying? Yeah. And God will do such miracles for you if you believe. I said if you believe. If you believe, God will do such miracles for you if you commit yourself to Him. Hallelujah. See, this morning I heard Bishop saying that he was praying years ago and saying, Lord, let your will be done. You know, and he said at that time he had not heard about anything like Lighthouse Chapel. He didn't know that there was going to be a church. He didn't know there was going to be First Love Church. He didn't know there was going to be Healing Jesus Crusade. He didn't know any of these things. And I can imagine that if Bishop was to guess or just imagine what his future would be like, I don't think he could have thought about any of these things. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't think he could have thought about any of these things. Even I was thinking a few days ago that a few years ago, I could never have imagined that I would be living in Los Angeles. Yeah, I could never, it was never my plan. You know, I remember when I lived on the East Coast, you see, I used to hear about California, you know, and I it was just a place. You know, and I felt like it's a place very far away somewhere. And some different kind of Americans live there. You see, but now I've lived in California longer than any other place. Do you see? Yeah, I mean, I've virtually become a Californian. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. And I could never have imagined that. I mean, I could never have imagined something like that. Do you see? And who knows what is ahead? Are you getting what I'm saying? That your wildest imaginations cannot grasp what God could have for you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That is why you must pray that prayer. You must pray, thy will be done. Hallelujah. Now, the other reason why you must pray, thy will be done, is also for handling or having a good attitude towards challenges that come your way. Are you getting the picture? Because when you don't pray thy will be done and things start rolling in your direction, you begin to be confused. You feel lost and you don't know what is happening. You feel like you have lost control, and then you sometimes begin to grumble when you should actually be giving thanks. You basically don't know what is happening. You are not even sure who is in charge. Is it God who is in charge, or is it the devil? Because of whatever may be happening. But when you are praying or have prayed, thy will be done, then you secure yourself and you are sure that God is in control. Because God's will is executed both through pleasant experiences and unpleasant experiences. Are you following what I'm saying? Yes, God's will is executed. Sometimes the pathway to the good things leads through an alley of unpleasant experiences. Do you understand? And as you go through it, you may not know what is at the end of the tunnel. That you may think that this is really dark in here and I'm not enjoying. But maybe that is exactly the path to the place that God is prepared for you according to your prayers. Are you getting the picture? Yeah. So Jesus had gone into the garden to pray, and he prayed, thy will be done, Lord. He said, if it is possible, let this cup be taken away from me. And then he prayed this prayer over and over again. And each time, after saying what he wanted, then he would say to the Lord, nevertheless, not what I want, but what you want. Do you see? Yeah, which was clever. So I believe that not what I want, but what you want, canceled what he wanted. You see, the whole time he was praying that God will remove the cup. God will remove the experience. God will remove the fact that he had to die. Do you see? Yeah. But each time he would end that prayer with, Not what I want, but what you want. Not my will, but thy will be done. And that prayer, that latter part of the prayer, would cancel the first part of the prayer. So God's will was done. And when God's will was done, Jesus had to die. But today, Jesus doesn't regret dying at all. Are you getting the picture? Yes, the Bible says God has given him a name that is above every name. And every knee bows and every tongue confesses that Jesus Christ is Lord. So it was good that Jesus died. If Jesus didn't die, you and I wouldn't be here. What do you think? Yeah. How many of you think it's a good thing that Jesus died? Yeah. But that was made possible because he said, not my will, but your will be done. Hallelujah. So we need to pray, thy will be done. We need to have faith in God and believe that his will and his plan is better and greater than any plan you can have for your own life. Hallelujah. You need to believe that. You need to believe, have more faith in God's plan and in the things God has arranged than in your own connections and the things you have arranged. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, most of the things we arrange for ourselves, where do they lead? Huh? Most of our arrangements lead to disaster. Is it not true? Yeah. Sometimes you see us proudly boasting about what is working. Meanwhile, our contribution to what is working is very little. If any at all. Is it not true? Yeah. Most of the things that are working in our lives are on autopilot. They are things we didn't engineer. They are waves that sort of swept us. Do you understand? They are waves that came and carried us along with itself. And that is what is working. But when it starts to look good, then you kind of sort of attach yourself to it and claim ownership of it. You see, and you add it to your credentials as though you've always been good at choosing what is right. Is it true or false? It's true. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So we're going to pray that God's will be done. It is the best prayer to pray. To turn over our lives to the Lord and ask him to just take the life. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 6. 1 Samuel chapter 6. This is a very good verse to read. Chapter 12, I'm sorry, verse 6. 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 6. The Bible says, and Samuel said to the people, it is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron. Can you see that? It is who? It is the Lord that did what? The Lord advanced Moses and Aaron, and that brought your fathers up out of the land of Egypt. Hallelujah. So what this verse is saying is that advancement is from the Lord. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And this year, anybody who has been stuck in one place for a long time is coming out of the rut in the name of Jesus. Are you hearing what I'm saying? By the time 2020, the year 2020, you know, the year 2020 is a year that has been earmarked for so many things. Do you get it? The world has earmarked the year 2020 for the eradication of so many different things. And you cannot add yourself to it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? By this time in 2020, you should have advanced. Yes. And the Bible says the advancement is from the Lord. It says it is the Lord who advanced Moses and Aaron. It is the Lord who moved them forward. If it wasn't for the Lord, they would have been stuck in one place. So those of you who have been stuck in one place for a long time. Yeah. One degree that you started to pursue. Was supposed to be 4 semesters. Now it's running to about 15 semesters. but God is taking you out.
Amen.
Yeah. The Lord who advanced Moses and Aaron is going to advance you also.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. And then it says, he brought your fathers up out of the land of Egypt. Egypt represents a place of struggle and a place of hustle. And the Lord brought the fathers out of hustling and struggling. And so as we pray this year, God will move you out of a life of struggling and hustling. Hustling for your documents, hustling for jobs, hustling for a beloved, struggling and struggling and struggling. God will move you out of that place. Yeah. Tell somebody it is the Lord. It is the Lord. Yeah. What the scripture is saying is that it is God who does such wonderful things. It is the Lord who moves his people forward. And if God does not move you forward, you will be stuck at the same place. It is the Lord who can cause you to make significant progress. Significant progress in your career. Significant progress in killing that debt. Yeah. Some of you are trying to advance to kill that debt. Eradication of debt. Debt elimination by 2020. It is the Lord. It is the Lord. It is the Lord who will advance you in your relationships. Yeah, it is the Lord who will cause you to make progress. Yeah, it is the Lord. Do you understand? That is why the prayer of, Lord, I just turn my life into your hands, is a good prayer. Hallelujah. Yeah. Advancement comes from God. It comes from following God. It comes from doing what the Lord says. It comes from following his will. You know, there's this verse here you should see, Jeremiah chapter 7. Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse 23. I think you're going to love this verse. I think you're going to love it. Jeremiah chapter 7. And verse 23, it says, but this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people. And walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. Can you see that? But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but they walked in the counsels and imagination of their evil heart. Watch this. They went backward and not forward. Can you imagine that there's such a verse in the Bible? They went backward and not forward. Retrogression. Do you understand? By the time the year was out, they were poorer than when the year began. Yeah. Some who had beloveds in the pipeline and they were like just crossing over. Yeah. By the time the year was out, they were back at the bottom of the line. I mean, they were at the back of the line. Oh, yeah, they were at the back of the line. Yeah. From being married, by the time the year was out, they were now single. It's like they were now looking for dating sites. I mean, they were just back on, what are the dating sites? What? ChristianMingle.com, eHarmony.com, and then where else? What? SinglesMingle.com, BlackPeopleMeet.com, WhitePeopleMeet.com. I mean, they were just back shopping all over again. Yeah. Do you know what causes that? Do you know what causes that? Look at it. The verse, they walked in the councils. Councils means their own ideas. Do you get it? Ideas and the imaginations. Do you get it? Imaginations imaginations of a heart they are not supposed to trust. Yeah. The Bible says the heart of a person is evil. He says, who can know it? And yet, one of the common things you hear people say when they feel something in their heart is, it's like the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost has spoken. Yes, when people are convinced about something in their heart, it's like that's how they feel. I mean, you can be, your heart can mislead you. Yeah. Why do you think Jesus wants to come into your heart? Why do you think Jesus wants to change your heart? Yeah. The Bible says the heart is deceitful, you know, and desperately wicked. Yeah. Show us that verse. The verse about the heart. It says that the heart of a person is deceitful. And what is it? The heart is deceitful above all things. And what? And desperately wicked. Then it says it's hard to know it. Yeah. Who can know it? Who can know it? Who can know it? So these people, they followed their heart, and their heart put their lives in reverse gear. And when they finished, they realized that they had been reversing when they thought they were going forward. See, tell somebody, don't get too clever. Yes, they say, don't get too clever. Because there's some of us who feel we know everything, who feel we have everything under control. You get it? And you're being too clever for yourself. If you're not careful, you will find out at the end of the day that following your imaginations and your ideas actually put you in reverse gear and you didn't even know it. Yeah, you didn't even know. You didn't know that you were actually going backwards. Yes. When the journey is over, you'll find. It says they followed, they walked in, what is it? They walked in the councils. Do you get it? Yeah. So it was a walk. But walking, you can walk forward or you can walk backwards. You see the thing? And as long as there was movement, they were satisfied. But they didn't know that the movement was actually backwards. Do you see? It says they went backward and not forward. Yeah. It is the Lord who advanced Moses. Advance is to go forward. It is the Lord. It is the Lord. Wow. If you want to say, Lord, I want to pray, Lord, give me this, Lord, give me that. God, really? Really? Lord, give me that. Are you more clever or smarter than God? Some of the things you are asking for will put your life in reverse gear if God was to answer them. That's the truth. Yeah. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. That is why you are smarter when you say, Lord, not my will. Take my life. It's yours. Give me what you want for me. Yeah, give me what you want for me, not what I want for myself. And trust him. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5, the Bible says, commit your way to the Lord. You see, commit your way to the Lord. Where is it? Proverbs 3. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not on their own understanding. Right? And then the next verse, it says what? In verse 6, in all thy ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Okay, but there's another one that says, commit thy way to the Lord. Then it says, trust also in him. And he, 37, Psalm 37 and verse 5. It says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him and he shall bring it to pass. Amen. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Then stop harassing him. And he will bring it to pass. Are you getting the picture? Commit thy way to the Lord and then trust him. Trust him. Commit thy way to the Lord and trust the Lord. Trust the Lord that it shall be well. Now, when all of this is over, it shall be well. It shall be well. Jesus did not like the experience on the cross and he didn't hide it. Jesus didn't pretend he was happy dying on the cross. So those of us who pretend. Do you get it? Those who feel that Christianity means you must enjoy everything. Christianity means you must smile all the time. Christianity means you never have a problem. You never have or go through anything unpleasant. So you see some people, they are always faking and always pretending that everything is okay. When things are not okay, people who should be calling for help, you know, shunning help and keeping help out of their lives, because their interpretation of Christianity is that everything must look okay. But Jesus Christ was not like that at all. Do you see? When he had to cry, he cried. Yeah, he cried. He actually said, my God, why have you forsaken me? But in spite of the unpleasantness of the experience, one thing he was sure to do was, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. Do you get it? Commit your way to the Lord. Pleasant or unpleasant. You're crying or you're smiling. Commit the plan, whatever it is, commit it to the Lord. And then trust also in him. Trust also in him. And he will bring it to pass. In the end, God will honor himself. In the end, your life will emerge the right way. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So don't be somewhere about praying, thy will be done. Sometimes as you're praying, thy will be done, then a lot of ideas start coming to your head. Isn't it? Yeah. You get it? You need to learn to shut those things out. And say, no, I'm going for God's will here. Do you understand? I'm going for God's will here. I'm going for God's will here. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell somebody, I'm going forward. Tell the person, I'm trusting in the Lord. And I'm going forward. Not backwards. Say, not backwards. I am going forward. Yes. You're going to go forward this year. Real advancement. Hallelujah. Those who don't have jobs will have jobs. Yeah. By the time this year is out, you will see a remarkable difference between your paycheck as of today and your paycheck at the end of the year. Yeah. So no, I'll be different. Yes. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. Some of you are used to certain bank balances. Your bank account is like first grade math. But by the time this year is out, no more first grade math. Yes. You need a little bit of advanced mathematics to be able to calculate the things. Yes. No, you should believe it. You should believe it. You should believe it. You should, if God is going to advance you financially, if God is going to advance you financially, then you should expect some harder calculations. Yeah. You get it? These days, the calculation you use is all mental. You can just calculate it. Yes. But by the time the year is out, you can't calculate it without a calculator. You're going to need a calculator to be able to calculate the things. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You see, you'll be adding, then you ask yourself, am I growing or what? Yeah. Because it's no longer simple. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I love those two verses. It is the Lord who advanced Moses and advanced Aaron. And that same Lord will advance you also. Hallelujah. Amen. So don't run away from the prayer. Amen. Don't run away from the prayer. I want everybody to join, especially the 2 a.m. prayer. Do you get it? Yes. Especially the 2 o'clock at night prayer. I want everybody to call in. Wake up. Do you get it? Do what Jesus did. Do you understand? We saw how Jesus worked late, but he woke up early. Do you understand? Yeah, we are followers of Jesus Christ. We're trying to do what Jesus did. Amen. And this is not your life every day. It's just a season of withdrawal. You get it? It's a small season that we are actually devoting to this. So you should be able to do it. What do you think? You should be able to do it. It's a season where you put all those things aside. Do you get it? Not watching movies, not following all the things you are following all the time that take your time, useless socializing. You know, it's not even a good season to go on a date. Yeah. Yeah. If you go on a date during this season, you'll be eating your eggs before they hatch. See the thing, and then later you'll be confused. Later on, you'll be asking yourself, oh, is it because you know the fast was not over? Are you getting what I'm saying? So, wait. I said, wait. Tell him to wait, and tell her to wait, and rather invest some prayer and some fasting and say, Lord, let your will be done. And when the fasting is over and he's still interested in a date, then you may say, maybe the will is working out. Maybe this is the will. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah. Honestly, when you've not been praying, thy will be done, you don't know what to do with situations. You really don't know what it is. Do you get it? You'll be binding a devil and you don't even know it's a devil. You see, one time I was in a certain fellowship. It was a group. And then one of the ladies, she was a married woman, and she got pregnant. You get it? And she had actually been trying to get pregnant for a while. We didn't even know it. So as she got pregnant, she began to have morning sickness and some weakness and so on. So we went for this fellowship meeting, and she didn't come that day because she wasn't feeling too well. Then I think her husband told one of the brothers that my wife wasn't feeling too well. That's why she didn't come. And he didn't tell the brother what kind of unwellness. As we were closing the meeting, the brother was praying to close the prayer. And then somebody said he should pray for the sister who wasn't there. Then he said, Lord, whatever is causing this problem, whatever is causing her sickness, Lord, I bind it. I say, hey. You're spoiling somebody's. I tell you. But I think the Lord knew not to answer that prayer. You see, I'm saying that sometimes you are binding something that you should actually leave alone. Even though it's making you sick, making you feel weak and nauseous, and you're throwing up, you should not pray that it stops. You should just leave it. So there are some experiences, sometimes they are painful, they make you cry, but you should not pray that it stops because of where it's leading. Do you understand? You must leave it alone. Yet this brother who prayed this prayer was actually my brother. Yeah, my older brother. Yeah, he... He used to go to Archbishop's Church. You see. So you can imagine the kind of prayer that he prayed. You would think it's Archbishop himself. You know, with a deep voice. And he began to pray, Lord. Hey! God just showed mercy. And he left that thing alone. Hallelujah. So when you don't pray, thy will be done. You know, Peter, he was there. When Jesus was praying, thy will be done, Peter was asleep. He was not praying. Jesus had gone with him to pray. You know how sometimes you go prayer meeting with some people and then they fall asleep. Yeah. So Peter, he was sleeping. Then he woke up. When he woke up, Jesus was still praying. Shortly after that, the high priest and so on sent the people to come and arrest Jesus Christ. I mean, when Peter looked at the situation, he interpreted it as an attack of the devil. When Jesus was seeing that the will of God was being done. You get that? Once Peter saw people with swords and so on, then he said, look at these people. Then he grabbed his sword. Before Jesus could say, Jack, he had sliced off somebody's ear. This is Peter, the one who was not praying, who was sleeping. He didn't understand what he was experiencing and didn't know what interpretation to give to what he perceived as an attack. But that attack was a necessary prelude to the doing of the will of God, which is the crucifixion of Jesus. The people had to come. They had to come and arrest him. And there had to be no resistance. So God's will be done. And only the one who was praying, thy will be done, understood how to interpret that. But the one who was just sleeping, he woke up to bind the thing. Yes. Yeah, he woke up to bind the will of God. He sliced off the will of God. But the one who understood the will of God took the ear and put it back. He said, no, we don't cut this thing at this time. He said, put it back. Arrest me. He said, arrest me. He said, I don't like it, but arrest me. Yeah. Because it was the pathway to glory. That's how Jesus was becoming king. The greatness of Jesus had begun through that arrest. Do you understand? Yeah. So pray, thy will be done. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you pray that will be done, you'll be confident. No matter what happens, you just be cool. So this must be on the way. It must be part of it. His will is being done. His plan is being executed. By the time it's all over, you will have advanced. Yes, you will have advanced and not moved backwards. The advancement of Moses and Aaron included going through the Red Sea. Can you imagine that? They never imagined that it would bring. When they got to the Red Sea, they thought this was the most catastrophic experience of their lives, which is to have Egyptians behind you and the ocean in front of you. It's like you're between a rock and a hard place, and it's like there's no way for you. Even the people they were leading began to cry. They began to discuss quality graves. They say it's better, the graves back home in Egypt were better than being drowned in the sea. Some of them were thinking about their funerals. If we had died back home, at least there will be funeral donations for our families and so on. Here, if we drown, who is even going to come to our funeral? But they didn't know that God was going to make a way where there was no way. No idea. Yeah, they didn't know that a testimony was about to happen. God was going to make a way in the unlikeliest of places. God was going to make a way through the Red Sea. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah? So people who pray, let your will be done, you are not afraid of anything. Because I can guarantee you that, you see, to have a year of victories is to have a year of battles. Do you see what I'm saying? Yes. It's to have a year of battles. There is no victory without a battle. Do you understand? Yeah. So it's a year of challenges. But it is a year of victory because you win.
Amen.
The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them from them all. All and many. Which one is more? All is more than many. Yeah, it says their afflictions are many, but the Lord delivers them all. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So great days are ahead. I said great days are ahead. Yeah. And I want you to join. So starting at 2 o'clock tomorrow morning. Right? Was that Gracie ahead? She's speaking already? Wow. Yeah. Starting at 2 o'clock tomorrow morning. Okay. We're going to gather together. We'll be on the phone. Okay. We'll be on the phone. And if they have started praying back at the First Love Cathedral, we'll also connect everyone on your device. Do you get it? We'll send the links. We'll post the links on the WhatsApp groups so everyone can have access to it. And all you do is to click on the link and we'll join the prayer there. And we'll just pray the same prayers. Whatever they are praying about, we'll be praying the same prayers. Are you following what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, I want everybody to be part of it. And I want everybody to be each other's keeper. Do you understand? So you look out for your friend. And you look out for them. Make sure they are on the call. Call the person. Make sure they are there. You text them. Reply to say, I'm on. Do you understand? When you get on the call, you check in. I think you should check in onto the church group, right? Just say, I'm on. Or fire or something, yeah. Okay. And give us your fire level. What do you think? Is it going to work? Hallelujah. Okay. So stand to your feet. Our time is up. Hallelujah. And I want you to bow your heads with me. We're going to pray and ask God. Listen, we're going to pray and ask God to help us to pray. What do you think? Because, you see, God, you see, one of the things you find about God is that he asks you to do things that he wants you to do, and then he helps you to do them. Do you see what I'm saying? God never leaves us. He never stands away from us and says, well, I asked you to do this. If you can manage to do it, then I'll also respond. Do you get it? But God helps you. Philippians 2 and verse 13, the Bible says, for it is God who works in us. Look at it. It says, it is God who worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Hallelujah. It is God. It is God. So even to do the will of God, God must work in you. God must help you to do his will. Are you getting it? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 24. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 24. The Bible says, look at this one. It says, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Can you imagine that? You see, the one who is calling you to do something is the one who will do it. Do you understand that? It's like I drop something. Can you give me something I can drop? Like a pen, right? I have a pen and I drop it. Then I ask you, come and pick this pen up. And then as you come, I also pick it up. Do you get it? It's almost like God only wants a reason to bless you. That's why he involves you. But actually what he has asked you to do, he's the one who's going to execute it. Do you get it? So never be ashamed to ask God to help you do the things you know will please him. I know it's a lot easier to feel like God has set some standard for you and you're not able to meet it. And you're always feeling, you know, feeling like you'll never measure up. You always feel like you fall far below his standards. That is true. But that is because you are assuming that God has left you and God wants you to manage to sort of rise up to the standard yourself. So as you're not being able to do it, you're always feeling like God is not happy with you, which is the feeling the devil wants us to have all the time. The devil wants you to think all the time that God is unhappy with you about something, because that always puts a distance between you and God. Even when you think about praying, he reminds you of a possible reason why God may not be happy with you. Do you understand? Yeah, there's a possible reason why God may not be happy. So you always be outside. Do you get it? When I was a kid, my mother would say, don't go out. Don't go to certain places. And then I would go there. So when I would come home and I could hear her in the living room, then I can't go inside. Yeah, because I know where I've been. Do you see? I had friends in the neighborhood and she would say, don't go to this house. But when I would return from school in the afternoon and she's not at home, then I'll yield to the temptation and I'll go with the intention of coming back before she would come. But you know, once I enter that world, I'm lost. So I'll be there till about 6 o'clock in the evening and then I remember I have to go home. By the time I get to the house, I can tell that she's home. Do you see? So even though I came at 6, I'll be outside till about 7:30 or 8, which only makes my problem worse. And I can hear my sisters talking to her, and sometimes you can hear them talking about you. Yeah. Do you see? Yeah. That's the devil. Make you laden with guilt. Do you understand? So that the guilt makes you not pray. You see, and then it keeps creating a gap. Because when you don't pray for one day, then the next day it becomes harder. Then it becomes harder and becomes harder. And that is because you have not known that the one who has called you is the same person who will do it. Do you understand? That God works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. What God is expecting you to do, he only wants you to agree that it must be done. And he's going to help you to do it. Amen. So we're going to pray and ask God to help us to pray. Do you understand? Say, Lord, you know me. I like to sleep. But this time, I want to pray. And I know that you can help me to pray. Say, Lord, I want to pray more than I have ever prayed before. 2 o'clock, I want to wake up in the night. Do you understand? Yes, not to watch a movie or to do something else. But I just want to wake up at night for your sake. Yeah, and pray. And I want you to help me. Can you pray that prayer? All right, lift up your hands and start talking to God about it. Pray. Everybody, commit yourself to the Lord and say, Lord, this season, I want to be part of it. I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Makabolo mo shatari ala baba. Miko doro mo sotori ala baba. Miko shende. Mika da bala babo. Setele bele bele bebe. Mala baba. Mala baba. Ekolo mo satara bala baba. Just pray and say, Lord, grant us, grant me the desire. Grant me, oh God, to be able to pray like I've never prayed before in the name of Jesus. Help me also to fast. Help me also to say no to pleasant food, the things I like to eat, Lord. Help me to say no to it in the name of Jesus. Mikabolo shenelebe katala balababa. Misotole melebe katala baba. Ibolo samelebe kotori mamo shandele. Mele samari alababa. Musatala baba. Mikoro shatari alababa. Ebolo seketele bebebele bakanari alababo. Mikolo bosheteri alababa. Mikalababo satari alababa alababo. Neri alababa mekaya. Emolo setele bekatali bebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebeb
emolo satali mala baba meri ala baba emolo shetele be katale be kanari ala baba shatari ala baba me ikala mamo satari ala baba emolo sheneri ala baba satari ala baba emolo setele me kanari ala baba sataya emaya e karaba bo sheneri ala baba bo sheneri ala baba e mala mamo shakara baba ebaya ebala baba.
Pray, pray for a desire for prayer, a yearning for prayer in the name of Jesus. Pray against distractions and things that keep you awake and prevent you from going to bed when you should go to bed in the name of Jesus. Makabolo Mikolo Shakafarabalababo Shakefelebeba Mile, Deribelebe Setelebe Katarialababo, Inarabalabo Shenderialababo, Shenderialababa, Ekalamabo Setelialababa, Shenderialababa, Emea, Ekalababo Shetelebe Kenderialababa, Elamoro Setelialababo Shatarial, Elamolo Sekeferebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebeb
Help me to pray, Lord. Help me to stay up. Help me, O God, to create the right atmosphere in the name of Jesus. Mika bo shatari alababa mikaya me seteri alababo shatari ekamolo seteri alababa ekalama mo shatari alababa ebayaha nikoro seteri alababo nikoro shatari alababa neri alabakaya in the name of Jesus nikoro seteri alababa ebaya ekalama bo shatari alababa indoro mo seteri alababo shekebe ebaya Imolo seteriala babo seteriala baba Imolo seteriala baba Ekala babo seteriala baba Ekala baba Ekala masanderiala babo seteria Inoro seteriala mamo seteriala baba Elo seteriala baba Ekolo bo seteriala babo seteriala Indara babo seteriala baba Ebolo sateria la babo sateria in da la masateria la babara babo sateria Iabolo sateria la babba in da la babo sateria la babo Meka la babo sateria la babba in malaha Ebele bele 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 Alamolo sateria bele bele canaria la babba Imolo sateria la babo sateria la babba Imala babala 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 shenderi ala baba mala baba ikolo shenderi bala baba ikala mama indolo mo shenderi ala baba shenderi ala baba indolo shenderi ala baba shenderi ala baba indolo shenderi ala baba mekere mere 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 shenderi ala baba imolo imolo shenderi ala baba miso toni ala baba Idolo Shandaya Masobo She Imbolo Satalababa Imbolo Sheke Farabalababa Ilo Seteria Inarababarabalabababa Imalababa Imbolo Shinabalababo Sheke Farabalababo Shete In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Now, you want to bind devils and demons that cause prayerlessness. Demons, evil spirits sent to distract you, to harass you, sent to wear you out unnecessarily so that at night you are really tired, waste your time during the day. You want to pray against any such spirits released against you to create a natural need to sleep. You see, what you need to understand is that the devil works in ways to wear people out. Do you understand? One of the works of the devil is to wear the saints out. Do you get it? Yeah. So that at that point where you need to pray, your body obeys rules. You get it? And when your body is worn out, then the next thing your body must do is to sleep. Are you getting what I'm saying? So what you need to watch for, rather than even fighting the sleep, is to fight the things that are sent to wear you out. Are you getting the picture? You should be vigilant and look out for things that are sent to waste your time. Sometimes a longer route. Sometimes an unnecessary errand. You get it? Pressure to go to the shops now. Then when you leave, you fall into traffic. And so what should have been a 30-minute journey now becomes an hour and a half. Do you see what I'm saying? It was just to get you out of your house. Milk that could have been bought later. That you didn't even need after all your fasting. You get it? And he says, you need the milk now. You need it now. So that, you know, during the fast you can have some coffee. Just to get you out of the house. And then before you know it, it becomes a long something. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So pray against these kinds of distractions, these strategies, and these little and subtle ways of getting you out of your place just to waste your time so you will not be able to do what you really have to do. Hallelujah. Pray against these devils and demons. Bind them. Begin to bind them in the name of Jesus. Evil spirits that whisper and that whisper agency and suggest things and makes them urgent, acutely urgent. And you have to go out in the name of Jesus. Pray against an undue and unfair increase in your workload at your office in Jesus' name. Mikorobo shatarababaya, mikolo seteribabaya, imbolo satarialababa, mikandarababa, mikoro satarialababo shekefarababa, ikamo satarababo shatariamimaya, imbolo sekefaramo shekafaya. Ibolo sheteri bakandari alababa. Ibolo seneri alababa. Ikalamamo shatari alababa. Ibo sanari alababa. Iba shatari bakatale alababa. Imbolo imbalamamasa kafarababa. Ikalamamo sheteri alababa. Ikolo seteri alababo seteri alama shatari. Imbolo seteri alababa. Ikolo momo sekerebebebe. Ibalababa. Ikolo mo se Teria la mamo seteria, ibolo seteria la babo seteria la baba imaya, ibolo seteria malababa, ikolobo sheke ferima lebalebebe ibala, ibolo seteria la mamo seteria, ikambo sataya, ibayambolo seteria la babaya, ikala mamo sanaria la baba imaya, ibala mamo sakabara baba, imbolo seteria la baba imala baba, imdorobo seteria la baba, imbolo seteria la baba. E kala mama embolo seteria la baba embolo sheke farababa embolo sheke farababa embolo seteria la baba morobo sheke rebebebe emaya emerebebebebebebebebebebebebebe emerebebebebebebebebebe sheteria bala baba emaya embolo bo sheke ferebebebebebebebebebebebebebe embolo sheke ferebebebebebebebebebebe
Ekarababa, imbolo pare mere 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 imbolo pare mere 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 shinde amalabam imbia imbolo shne mere 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 amalabana bolo shandari alababam imbere mere 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 imbolo shne amalabana mere 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 imbe imbere mere 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 amboro shandari alababoro shne mere 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 imbia ikamolo satara malababara Shandaria, a calaba polo, shedere, bere, 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 in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, ikabo shaka fataya malama shaka daba imba, ikalaba baha, ibere bere 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 imba ya, ibere bere 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 baha, ibere bere bashandari abala bala bara bala bara imbere ba, imare bere 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 abala bala bala bere 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 ikalama mo shatari ala baba ikoro shatari ala baba Jesus, Jesus, I just want us to pray for two more things. One of them is the hindrance of the devil. Amen. When the devil knows that you have to do something that is important, something that will be a blessing to you or to others, then he hinders you from doing it. Even to come to church. You know, the devil hinders many people. If I were you, I would determine that this year, I won't fight that battle. This year, I will not let the devil hinder me from coming to church. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. The feeling of weakness on Sunday morning, a feeling of tiredness, exhaustion, the imagination of what it would take to get to church and how you're going to take a bus and a train and a walk, you know, and all of that. And it starts to wear you out mentally and you chicken out of coming to church. Determine that this year, at least this one thing, you will overcome it. Are you following what I'm saying? See, now look at this verse here. It says in Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15 and verse 20. It says, yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. Can you see that? He said, I wanted to preach where a lot of people have not preached. Do you understand? So that I don't repeat what has been done. You get it? But as it is written, to whom he was not spoken of, they shall see, and they that have not heard shall understand. In other words, I'm fulfilling prophecy that those who have not heard the gospel are the ones who receive it. Do you get it? But so this is Paul's intention. Then look at the next verse, verse 22. It says, for which cause? It is because of this that I've been much hindered from coming to you. Can you see that? See, he said that I want to preach where not much preaching has happened, so that I don't go and repeat what has been done. Do you understand? And so he wanted to go to places where the gospel had not been preached. And as soon as he made up his mind that way, he says that that is the reason why. Where's the verse? He says, for which cause also I have been much hindered from coming to you. So as you are making a determination to join the fast and pray, you should expect that you'll be much hindered. Do you get it? You should expect much hindrance, obstacles,
different things as you're trying to get out so you can be in the evening prayer meeting 6 to 8. It's like the devil just loads you with things and different agenda and different things coming your way. It's only 3 weeks. Let's pray against his hindrance in the name of Jesus. Pray against his hindrance in the name of Jesus. Makabolo mo shatali alababa. Mikadolo seteri alababa shatalia. Mikarabalaba baraba shatari alababa. Ikalamo seteri alababa. Ibolo seketeri alababa. Inarabalaba poro sheneri alababo. Inarabalaba ebalaba poro seteri alababa. Imoro seteri alababo. Sakanabalababo sheneri. Inari alababo sheneri alababa. Mimia. Eamolo seteria la baba shandaria la baba shandaria emo cotolia mo seteria la baba ebaya e kalama mo shandaria la baba andaria la baba memoria emolo seteria la baba 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 mo shandaria la baba mbia emolo seke bere 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 e kamo sataria e basho toria la baba memia emolo sataria la baba andaria la baba memi Emala babala babala mashandari ala babala babala baboro sandari ala babia emolo shatari ala babo shatari emala mala babala 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 shatari ala babba ekala mamu sandari ala babala 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 babia emala basa kafara babala 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 ayamala babala 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 babia emali bere 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 Emere bere 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 Emere bere 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 Emene bere 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 ayamulu sendriya bere 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 bia e bere 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 ayamulu sendriya bere 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 sendriya bia ayamulu shataliya malama mo sheketeya in the name of Jesus Ikabolo shakala babaya. I release the saints in the name of Jesus. And I break out of every hindrance in Jesus' name. Mikala babo shatari ala babaya. Ikala mama mo shake malababa imede. Imalababo shake falababaya. Imbolo shake falababalababaya. Imbolo shendere bolo shake rebebebebebebe. Emere bere 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 rebele emere bere 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 bebe emo shatari ala babam emo e kala babala busse ke bere 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 be e maso kotori ala babam in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then finally we want to pray against another thing that makes this time you're not hindered from praying, but when you pray, it hinders the prayer. Do you get it? The previous prayer, we're praying that we will not be hindered from praying. Now, this one is something that makes the prayer itself. You get to pray, but the prayer is hindered, it's obstructed. Do you understand? And that is disrupted relationships. Do you understand? Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 22. Look at it. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 22. It says, but I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raka, that means fool, right? So insulting words. Can you see that? shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Now look at the next verse, verse 23. Therefore, that means because of this, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother has ought against thee, right? Then he says in verse 24, leave thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother and then come and offer thy gift. Can you see that? That your disrupted relationship with your brother can affect the effect of your offering, your gift, your sacrifice. Do you see what I'm saying? So as you are making a sacrifice not to eat, do you get it? And then you're going to have a disrupted relationship, which is something very common, because the devil knows that it can, at least it will block it. Maybe it will delay it a bit or something. It can do something. Are you getting the picture? Yeah. So we want to pray against this type of hindrance. What do you think? Is it a good prayer? Yes, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. That one is even a special one for common victims. 1 Peter 3, 7. Likewise, ye husbands. Can you see that? Ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor to the wife as unto the weaker vessel. Can you see? The Bible says the wife is like the weaker vessel. Can you see that? And as being heirs together of the grace of life. Can you see? Everybody read the last line. That your prayers be not hindered. Can you see that? So, you know, disrupted relationships actually affect our prayers. So the devil would like us to fight and have issues and tensions and different things. Oh my goodness, you won't even know where they come from. Are you getting the picture? Yeah. So that your prayers be not hindered. That your prayers be not hindered. Not that you didn't pray. You prayed. But it's obstructed. So disrupted relationships. Roommate, colleague at work, brother and sister, friend at church. You get it? Mother and daughter, husband and wife, children and parents. Isn't it? Yeah. Children and parents, what? Pastors and sheep. You get it? Choir members among themselves. Yeah. That your prayers be not hindered. You get it? We are not going to abstain from food and make sacrifice only for our prayers to be hindered. No, 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 no. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's not worth it. Tell somebody it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Amen. Yeah. He said, instead of leaving, so some people will say that, look, because you upset me, my fasting is spoiled. So what it is that they give up the sacrifice. They give up the sacrifice and hold on to the disruption. Are you getting the picture? But the verse we read says, rather, hold on to the sacrifice and give up the disruption. So he says, leave your sacrifice at the altar. That means don't change your mind. The sacrifice is still, you're on the right track. But leave it at the altar, go and fix the situation, and come back and make the sacrifice. So choose the sacrifice over the disruption. That's what he's saying. Are you understanding the Bible? Yeah. So the last prayer, let's pray against disrupted relationships in the name of Jesus. Pray right now in Jesus' name. in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, help me to be a good brother, a good sister, a good husband, a good wife, a good worker. Any line of relationship, pray that God will help you to be one who is pleasing and not one who causes irritation and who causes problems in the name of Jesus. Who is not the source of the tension in the name of Jesus. Makabaya malama makaya. Mikolo setele makatnaria, idolo setele mekatalia, imbolo setele mekatnaria, imani mama shakatalia lababam eme, imbolo setele merembe shete, ekalamamo sekere merembe, alondaria lababo shanaria lababa, ekalamama bolo setelia lababam eme, ekalamabaraba shataria lababa. Endorobo seteri bere 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 shenderia ekaya emalama mo seteri ala baba inare bere 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 shenderia ambolo shenderia ala babo shenderia ala babo shenderia ekaya emala bere 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 shenderia ala babam. Emaya bere 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 enderia ala babo shenderia mo shenderia emaya. Emolo seteri ala baba, enoro mosheneri ala bakaneri ala babam imaya. Ebolo seteri, ebo sateri, emasha kateri, embolo mosaneri, embali kolonari imaya. Embolo shaneri ala baba, ekalamamo sateri, ebolo sateri, indalu saneri, ebala, embolo, embala, embala shekeri, indoro shekere berebe mosateri. Nimbia, Indolo Moschetelia Lababa, Imolo Secetelia, Indarabalababo Satelia, Imbolo Shakataya, in the name of Jesus. Make it a bit of 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 a Imolo Shataria Labo Shataria, Imolo Setea, in the name of Jesus. Mikalababaya, we bind devils that break up relationships and that disrupt relationships and that bring tensions and unhappiness in the name of Jesus. Mikoro Shataria Emolo Ekarababa Shataria Endoro Seteria Lababum Emerebede Emerebede Shataria Ekamolo Sataria Balababa Emo Emolo Sataria Lababa Ekolo Shetari Maluse Tony Malama Shakarabalaba Emaya in the name of Jesus. Mikoro Sheteli Alababa Emro Ikalababo Shatari Alababa Endoro Seke Ferebede Berebede Endoro Musheneri Alababolo Sheteri Alababa Embolo Sakatari Alababa. Now begin to thank God. Begin to thank God. Begin to thank Him. Begin to thank God for new grace for prayer. Begin to thank Him for new grace, new strength for prayer over the next couple of weeks, that God is releasing onto your life new grace, new ability to stay up, to stand up, to pray in the name of Jesus. Mikolo shetere mekataria imaya. Mikolo satari alababaya. Misotoli alababaha. Ikolo shenderi alababaha. Idoro seteria. Ekale shenderi ala baba, indoro sateri ala baba, indoro sede bere 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 imaya, ikolo satara bala baba, indoro sateria, imbolo siteli mashatari ala baba imaya. Ayam ala baba bravo shenderi ala baba ala bala baba, ikolo sateri ala baba, imbolo shenderi ala baba baba. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, thank you. From victory on to victory, His army shall He lead. Till death is vanquished and Christ is Lord in. Sing it again. From victory, from victory on to victory, His army shall He lead. Till every wish.
And Christ is Lord indeed. From victory on to victory, His army shall He lead till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just begin to thank Him. We're about to come to the Lord's table. We're going to have communion. We're going to have communion. Yes, Caitlin and Karina, bring the communion around. We're ushering ourselves into a season of victories. Victory unto victory unto victory. God is going to give us, God is going to grant us victory. He leads till every enemy in your life is dealt with, and Christ is Lord indeed over your life. That's going to be your story, and that is going to be your testimony, that you're going to have victory after victory after victory after victory after victory in one area of your life after the other, until every enemy, every foe, anything that fights you is dealt with, is overcome, and Christ is Lord indeed over your life. Yes, in the name of Jesus, from victory His army shall He lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. From victory on to victory, His army shall He lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Brothers, sisters, we are one, and our lives have just begun. In the Spirit, we are young, and we'll live forever. Sons of God, hear His holy word. Gather round the table of the Lord. Eat His body, drink His blood, and we'll sing a song of love. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to join the prophet as he leads us in communion this afternoon.
Cup of blessing which we bless, it's the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, it's the communion of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal, it is the meal of over you. Mm-hmm. Oh no.
eat the bread, this supernatural meal is going to sustain you.
Amen.
May you have the strength to be a good Christian.
Amen.
Life.
Amen.
By the power of the body of Jesus,
Amen.
Our Savior.
Amen.
He that eats my flesh,
yes.
drinks my blood,
yes.
has life. The body of Jesus Christ.
The body of Jesus Christ.
And now, supernatural strength.
Amen.
For your life.
Amen.
Let the weaknesses that are in your life cured.
Amen.
Be healed.
Yes.
And controlled.
Amen.
From today.
Amen.
Let the weaknesses in your personality.
Amen.
In your character.
Amen.
In your behavior.
Amen.
The infirmities.
Amen.
Be healed.
Amen.
As you have heard the word of God today and you receive this wine, this,
yes.
the blood.
Jesus.
May a new life come into you.
Yes, Lord.
May people who see you testify. That you are a different person.
Amen.
Because of the blood.
Amen.
That has neutralized all poisons in your life.
Yes.
Receive the blood of Jesus.
I receive it.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
May you capture all donkeys that are missing.
Jesus.
Cars that are missing.
Yes.
Lands that are missing.
Amen.
Properties that are missing.
Amen.
Silver and gold that is missing.
Amen.
May you take back.
Yes.
May you pursue.
Yes.
May you overtake.
Amen.
May you capture.
Amen.
All that is running away from your life.
Yes.
Receive the healing of your life.
Amen.
Receive life into your life.
I receive it.
Anything that kills suddenly,
yes.
is averted in your life today in Jesus.
Amen.
Anything that suddenly strikes,
yes.
where you have no answer,
Jesus.
is averted today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Sudden death, go back.
Amen.
Sudden death, go back.
Amen.
Sudden death, go back.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
All slow developing death.
Yes.
We reject you in the name of Jesus.
We reject you. Yes.
All bad news this year. We say go back.
Go back.
Go back.
Go back.
Go back.
Go back.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
The good news. Has replaced the bad news by the power of God that is at work through the Holy Communion, the body and the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, let it be so. Amen. You may be seated.
Amen. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. Amen. And you may be seated. Amen.